It's AM 1490 KOVC and NewsDakota.com. And this Friday, all classes of football in North Dakota for the first time this year are going to be in action. And joining us now is Enderlin Maple Valley head coach Nathan Hoots. Coach, how you doing? I'm sure you're excited to get out there and playing some football.
Doing great. Yes, very excited. Thank you.
Let's go back to last season a little bit for you guys. You finished 3-6, 2-5 your last season in AA. You beat Central Dakota, you beat Wahpeton, you beat Grafton. A losing record, didn't make the playoffs, obviously, but for your last season in AA especially, I'm sure there was a lot of things for you guys to be happy about when the season came to an end.
Yeah, there were a lot of positives. We, not for the first time, but all 4 years up until last year was, you know, we had a lot of games where we were out of it early on. And last year I was proud of our guys. We kind of got over the mental hurdle of playing in AA and being intimidated by the bigger teams. And that helped out early on when we beat Wahpeton. And we were never really out of a game all season long. We played toe-to-toe with pretty much every team that we faced. Obviously, we didn't end up on the winning side too many times, but I was proud of the way we competed throughout the year against teams that traditionally dressed several more players than we had on field.
You guys are now members of Class A with teams about the same school size. When you found out about the reclassification last year for the two-year cycle and knowing that you're going to be in a class you can be more competitive in, was it the mindset that changed a little bit for these younger guys who knew that they're going to be back the next year? And how do you feel about now being in Class A?
Well, the years up until we got moved up to AA, Class A was perfect. Every single week was an absolute battle. Never had any weeks off, whether, you know, you were way better than the team you were facing, and there were never any weeks where you thought you were out of it because the team was so much more dominant than you were. And that's what we needed for our guys, to have the mental grind of a full practice week, going into a game where they knew they were going to have to play their best to win, and they had a chance to win every single week. There are going to be some extremely good teams in our region this year, and our guys are really excited to each and every week have a battle on their hands and the preparation that goes into getting ready for those games.
You guys have a few weeks of practice under your belt. You were scrimmaging this weekend, playing against some live competition. You know, how do you feel about things going for you guys so far, and what do you feel is going really well, and what do you think is going to need to be worked on?
Well, depth-wise, we're struggling. We don't have a whole lot of guys out this year, about 23. So that certainly made this weekend kind of a get through it, stay healthy, and don't look too bad while playing. And right away we struggled, but as the day progressed, we got better and better in our communication up front with our linemen, both offensively and defensively improved, and the guys got more comfortable playing with each other. And I thought there were definitely some positives that we could take out of it, but as soon as Monday came, we were concentrating on the things that didn't go as well as we had hoped, and hoping to clean those things up for this Friday.
You returned some good players from last season, some more experienced guys. So let's start off on offense. Hunter Smith, your quarterback, returns, and Dustin Kozowski, who I think you could make the case of how well he plays on both sides of the football, that he's such a plus. What do you expect from those two young men, and do you think this is the year for them to really take a bigger leadership role?
Oh, yeah. Dustin's been a captain since he was a sophomore, so he's the unquestioned leader of our team based on what he's done for us in the past, not just on the field, but in leadership on and off the field. So we expect some really big things from him. He eats and breathes football. So this is his time of year. We're expecting him to thrive each and every week. He got a little dinged up toward the end of last year, but an injury that should have kept him out for about 3 months, kept him out for about 7 days. So he is about as tough as they come, and we're really looking forward to seeing what he can do. And Hunter, as you said, you know, last year, he's now got 13, 14 varsity starts under his belt at quarterback. And we're expecting that his decision-making will improve each and every week, the more he gets to play. And we certainly know he's got the arm to throw with anybody in the region. So we're excited what he's going to bring to the table this year for us.
I know Lane Combs will be back for you on defense, 94 tackles for him last season. What can you say about what he brings to the table?
He is quite possibly the toughest kid I've had in my 5 years of coaching. When he was a freshman and a little scrawny, 5'7", 135-pound kid. He asked me if he could play center, and I kind of laughed at him, but he looked at me like he was dead serious, and we had a need on the offensive line, and from the very first day of practice as a freshman, he's been our hard-nosed, undersized, mean little center, and that has translated to him being one heck of a good defensive player for us. He moves all over the place wherever we need him to play. He is, yes, coach, no problem. I'll do whatever's best for the team type of guy. And he is, he's hard hitting. He's got a nose for the ball. And when the ball comes his way, good things typically happen.
Who are some of the other guys you're looking for this year to take newer roles? Maybe some guys who are going to see a little bit more Friday night football than they're used to.
Sure. I'll start with Brandon Pierce. He's been hit with the injury bug ever since he was a freshman in high school, and he's one of the hardest working kids in the off season. He's in the weight room each and every day. And unfortunately he had something that happened to him in a football camp in between his sophomore and junior year that pretty much held him out of all but about a half of a game last year. And he has looked something special in practice and in our scrimmage. He's a kid that has really transformed into a team first, solid leader for us, for our younger guys. And I'm excited to see what he can do when he can stay healthy for an entire season. And same goes for AJ Punton. He last year didn't get as many touches as we were hoping to get for him on offense, because he's an explosive athlete. He's a 800 runner up in state in track. And anytime he touches the ball, we feel that good things can happen. So I'm going to do a better job myself as a coach of getting him the ball and seeing what he can do with it. So we're excited for both of those two. And then as well, our offensive line, we got some kids up there that don't get near enough attention, with Jack Bartholomew and Logan Mulder and Colton Wetch and Darian Walburn have done a real nice job for us the last couple of years as young kids growing up and playing offensive line together. We're hoping this is kind of the culmination of all that hard work and cohesion, and hopefully this is the year that they can really mesh well together and do a nice job keeping our quarterback upright and making some nice running lanes for our running backs.
You guys are competing in that Class A Region 1, defending state champion EEKs there, Hillsborough Central Valley, Kindred, Lisbon, Milner North Sargent, Northern Cass, Oak Grove. What do you know about some of these teams you're playing against, and where do you feel you guys fit in the mix?
Well, I know that we're going to have to bring our hard hats every single week, because there are no slouches in this region, especially when it comes to running the football. So if we want to survive week in and week out, we're going to have to be able to first and foremost stop the run, because you look down the board from defending state champs, like you said, all the way down to whoever's going to end up last in the region. Every single team's got a legitimate running game, if not superior running game. So we're hoping that first and foremost, like I said, we can stop the run and then go from there. But that's going to be what we're going to hang our hats on, is to start by stopping the run.
You will begin your season coming up here this Friday. Central Dakota, they're a team last season, did not get a win. Some young guys, kind of the same situation, playing in a larger class. They got knocked around, but they're another year older. One of your wins came against them last year. What are you expecting out of these Titans, and what's going to be the key for the win?
Well, emotions always seem to run high when you play a team, especially in the first game of the year. So we don't really know what we're going to get from them, but every year we play them, it's a battle. No matter what the final score ends up entailing, it seems like a big play here or there tends to decide the outcome of the game when we play them. We know that they're going to hit hard and give us a battle in the trenches, like they have the first 4 years that we've played them when we were both in AA. So like I say, every year it's a great matchup for us, with a lot of small communities coming together and getting to watch some football. So this Friday will be fun when we get to play them.
Nathan Hoots, head coach of Endron Maple Valley football, joining us here this afternoon. Coach, thanks for taking some time with us here, and good luck.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.